Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day. Man, I tell you, what a beautiful day to have for Mother's Day. So we want to welcome everyone. We want to welcome our visitors. If there are any first-time visitors that wouldn't mind introducing yourself or someone introduce you for them, please just raise your hand. Walter will bring you the microphone. Any first-time visitors? All right. With that said, we'll go ahead and get... Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute. Were you raised? I just missed it. I'm getting old.
Hello there. Thank you so much for us being here. We just purchased a house on Sawmill Road. Closed on it Friday. We're from Texas. We live near Texarkana, Texas. About 5 hours up here. We've still got a little career left in both of us. My name is Ed. Wife's name is Dawn. Her dad is with us today, Gary, and we're here just to kind of occupy the new property.
Yes.
And so we're here today. We're going to stay here throughout the week. We're going to go home next weekend, whenever is appropriate, probably Sunday. We may be here Sunday morning, maybe not tomorrow, according to how our week goes. Nonetheless, wonderful to join you guys. Thank you so much. And appreciate Jim inviting us yesterday. He came over across the street from us and visited with us for a little bit, and so very proud to be here.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you. Yeah, Texarkana is near and dear to my heart. That's where a lot of our family's from, the Schilling family there in Texarkana. So good to have you all here today. All right, with that said, we'll go ahead and get into our prayer request. So, Walter, I'll start it out just saying thank you for all the meals that were provided for Beth, and I have to confess I ate some of it, but you've really taken care of us. Thank you very much. She's doing well. She still has some pain. It'll be a while before she's up and about, but thank you so much. David, if you could just continue with Beth in your prayer list. Also, Linda and Lloyd are heading back home. Linda and Lloyd's surveys are heading back home today, so let's just keep them in our prayer for safe travels. All right, with that said, if you have a prayer request, Walter will start on this side. Just raise your hand, talk into the microphone, and tell us your name, and we'll be happy to pray for your request. See if it's on, Walter. Thanks, guys.
Hello, is it working?
Yeah, just talk real loud and into it.
Hello, my name is Willow, and I would like to pray for my mom because she's deceased and I miss her.
Very good. Laurel, thank you. All right, very good.
Mary? I have an unspoken prayer request.
Julie. Julie's great to have you here. Where are you from, Julie? Well, good to have you here. Up front here, Christine, did you raise your hand?
Hi, I'm your son, Jacob, and I'm calling from Texas. I'm calling from North Carolina, helping with the Hurricane Relief and the church group.
Right. Absolutely, Jacob, you bet. Others over here, did I see another hand here? Okay, in the back. Charla and Deborah.
Yes, that was not on. Yeah, my name is Charla. I've asked y'all to pray for Jamie Forrester. She's a co-worker of mine. A praise report. She has been off since August because she got her hand smashed really bad at work. I talked to her last week, and her therapy is going great, and she's hoping that she will be back to work in June. So just continue to pray for Jamie Forrester, but I just pray, give God all the glory for that.
Great report. Thank you, Charla. Deborah?
Yes, my name's Deborah, and I have two unspoken prayers.
You bet. Thank you, Deborah. Any others over here? Okay, let's go to this side. Just raise your hand and Walter will bring you the microphone. There's Jessica.
My mom is not recuperating very well from her open heart surgery. It seems that the anesthesia possibly has triggered a depression in her, a mood change that I've never, ever, ever seen in my mom. But a testimony to the power of God and the power of prayer, that when I talk to her on the phone and I pray with her, God moves and he works, and there is a spark of life back in her after we pray. So I thank God for that, and I just ask for your prayers for her spiritual and mental healing more than the physical. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jessica. Dodie is her name, Dodie Pratt.
Dodie, thank you for sharing that. You bet, Jessica. Other prayer requests? Okay, David gets the microphone, and we'll have our prayer song. Thanks, Walter.
Precious Lord, we come before you giving you glory and honor and praise for who you are, for what you've done, for how much you love us, for the power you give us, for so much, oh Father. We just come before you humbly, just giving you our love. Father, we come also today just giving you praise for so many things. We give you praise for our mothers and what they've given us. We give you praise for just their dedication and how they've shaped us, for their love. Father, we give you praise for the fact that Mary's daughter Julia is here, and just thank you for that relationship. We give you praise for healing of Beth. We give you praise for the therapy that's going well for Jamie Foster. We give you praise for what you've done in our country and in our world. We give you praise for just the beauty you surround us with. Glory be to you. Father, now we come before you with, you tell us to bring our prayer requests to you so that, because you care. So we bring them to you, Father. We lift up prayer for Beth, that you just continue to heal her. We lift up Mary and Deborah's unspokens. Be in those, guide those. May your power work as needed. Father, we pray for Lloyd and Linda as they travel home. We pray for Jacob, who's in North Carolina on a field, a relief trip for the people there from the hurricane last year. Lord, just bless that. May their work be successful and progressive. May they just, your spirit work through them, and may they know that you're there. Father, we pray for, continue to pray for Jamie for healing. We lift up also Jessica's mom, Dodie. We just pray for her healing physically, but also, Lord, emotionally and mentally. Father, she needs you, and we just ask that your Holy Spirit may come in and comfort her, and just that she may be aware that you're there, so that the anxiety and whatever else is going on is removed. Father, we pray for all those in our country. We pray for our leadership, that they may follow you, that they may know you, that your spirit may work amongst them and that your will is done. Father, we pray for our first responders, those that are in harm's way, for our firemen and our policemen and our health workers and just all those that serve us. Lord, may you just bless them, protect them, and also may your spirit just lead them so that their service is beautiful. Father, we pray for our military, that you may bless them and open their hearts and minds and protect them and guide them. Father, we pray for our world, for situations where harm is occurring in war, but also in your church. Pray a special prayer for our brothers and sisters around the world who are in harm's way because of you and their love for you. Father, just give them, may your spirit lead them. You told us this wasn't going to be easy, so be with them, Lord, and give them the strength and the courage, and help them to remain true to you. We pray that for all of us. May we be yours. Guide us and lead us through this week. Thank you, our Father. In your Son's name, amen.